The Holiest Book, Holiest 3, Tablet 12. And unto the angel of the church of the Laodiceans write, These things saith thee, Amen. Revelation 3, verse 14. These are the ones who try to reach pure consciousness through meditation, yoga exercises, or any other means that are taught in the mystical paths as the way to raise the consciousness to the seventh chakra, without caring too much for other people. They do not try to direct the spiritual energies they have gained toward establishing the kingdom of heaven, but instead try to reach higher consciousness individually and selfishly. They try to reach pure consciousness by being escapist. I know thy works, that thou art neither cold nor hot. I would thou wert cold or hot. Revelation 3, verse 15. Thou art neither cold nor hot. Why are they no longer cold or hot? They are this way because they have overcome any effects of the external world on their bodies and souls through spiritual powers, cities. I would thou wert cold or hot. However, God wishes them to be cold or hot because the purpose of this universe is to bring all to pure consciousness. Therefore, those who have reached this stage by merely using techniques and exercises should come back to this world of suffering, cold and hot, up and down, help others come to the path of enlightenment, and establish his kingdom. So then, because thou art lukewarm, and neither cold nor hot, I will spew thee out of my mouth. Revelation 3, verse 16. Even when a person reaches higher or pure consciousness, neither cold nor hot, this way, he would not stay there for a long period of time, but would gain his I back as an entity separate from God, because I will spew thee out of my mouth. He would not be able to stay there forever, until he proved himself worthy by his actions in helping the whole universe to higher consciousness. Indeed, this part has the identical message as the third chapter of Genesis, when God threw Adam and Eve out of heaven and set up the flaming sword to keep them from the tree of life, pure consciousness. As it was explained, the reason for that was because Adam wanted to eat of the tree of knowledge and life when he was not yet ready for it. He was still in his lower nature, Eve. He also had the same desire to go to heaven by force and through mastering the powers in the universe, tree of knowledge of good and evil. Just as he was sent out of the garden, also those who attempt the same path will be thrown out of his mouth, or a flaming sword, Maya, will keep them from entering heaven, the tree of life. Because thou sayest, I am rich, and increased with goods, and have need of nothing, and knowest not that thou art wretched, and miserable, and poor, and blind, and naked. Revelation 3, verse 17. Because they are in a very high consciousness, these people feel that they are superior to others, are rich in spirit, and need nothing. They become escapist, and they teach that this world is nothing but illusion. God does not like it because they lose the real purpose of being in that high spiritual state. Instead of utilizing their abilities and high level of consciousness toward bringing about the kingdom of heaven on earth and helping others to become pure consciousness, they lead others to escapism. Therefore, God makes them miserable, poor, blind, and naked. I counsel thee to buy of me gold tried in the fire, that thou mayest be rich, and white raiment, that thou mayest be clothed, and that the shame of thy nakedness do not appear, and anoint thine eyes with eye salve, that thou mayest see. Revelation 3, verse 18. This verse means, I helped you to reach this stage of consciousness, which is so beautiful, in order that you might be rich in spirit, and pure white raiment. Then you might help the world with these qualities and set an example for others on how to be. They were not given to you to become an escapist. As many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. Be zealous, therefore, and repent. Revelation 3, verse 19. This means that from this church, who God loves, He will rebuke and chasten. Be zealous, therefore, and do the first work. Be a paravipra. God does not love escapists, those who try to find the kingdom of heaven only within, teach that this world is illusion, and do not understand the reality behind this creation. Those He loves are given severe tests, so that they become strong and prove themselves worthy to go to Him, or to be in His presence, which is to know Him. He put Abraham to the test also. As you come closer to pure consciousness, you should pass more severe tests in order to be trustworthy.